From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Most people who study energy use know that we waste it. I'm not talking about leaving the AC on when you head out of the house. I'm talking about how we collect energy, how we store it, and how we deliver it. So one of the next big frontiers in the energy business is being smarter about all of those things. Let's talk about wind farms in China, where IBM has been developing legions of small weather sensors. The sensors translate tidal waves of real-time data to make renewable energy plants more efficient by predicting the weather. Todd Woody is a reporter for the website Quartz.
They put sensors on each individual wind turbine, but then they do a lot of big data number crunching and basically come up with a 15-minute forecast for what the weather is going to be right there and then.
What do you see as the promise of this?
The big bottleneck to expanding renewable energy is integrating into the grid because solar and wind are intermittent. So the sun doesn't shine, no power is produced. The wind doesn't blow, no electricity is produced. And so if they know exactly what the weather conditions are going to be, and they know how much power is going to be produced, say, over the next day, over the next week, it makes it much easier for them to balance the whole grid out.
And this is just really sort of minute calculation here, right? This idea of really trimming out the inefficiencies.
That's right. I mean, the wind that comes into a wind farm is not uniform. It may affect different turbines differently, which affects the power output. So this way, they can get a really exact idea of how much electricity is going to be generated. And for China, that's really important because this year alone, China is going to add more renewable energy to their grid than the entire generating capacity of the country of Turkey.
Are there other innovations that could spring from this?
I mean, you could imagine that if you could do the same thing for outside your house, that you knew exactly right down to your neighborhood. And I could imagine if you do this in agricultural areas, you're going to get a much better idea of, you know, the weather conditions that affect water use and things like that.
Todd Woody is a correspondent for the publication Quartz. Todd, thank you.
Thank you.